Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We prepare you for the day ahead with traffic and weather on the fives and news you need to know. Back to the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
Right to Richard. What say you, sir?
I know we have differences, but from the outsider, the Republican Party is a very lazy, entitled party.
Lazy? I disagree with that completely.
You had from November 2nd to January 5th to win Georgia. The black vote outworked you. You lost. So you guys had an opportunity. When you lose, you call foul. So second of all, MAGNA is not a racist party, but all racists and bigots are MAGNA.
That's not true. Come on. You can't make sweeping statements like that and think you're going to get away with it on this program. That's ridiculous.
Second of all, you need to stop blaming Antifa for the riot and take responsibility. The FBI has identified all the people, and yes, they are MAGNA or affiliate of MAGNA.
It's MAGA, Make America MAGA. Great Again. Yeah, let's...
The Sinners, the Oath Keepers, Proud Boys were there.
You don't know any of it. You don't know... You listen, just like people blame... Richard, it's an ongoing investigation, so we don't know who all was there. And you realize you're taking up for Antifa. Why would you do that? So here, quickly, Ted. Trucker Ted is with Bikers for Trump South Carolina, actually. Did his best to help elect Chris Cox to the first congressional instead of Nancy Mace. So what do you want to say about that? Oh, racist or MAGA. Really, maybe you want to tell that to Nate, who gave the prayer at the MAGA drag there at the Honky Tonk Saloon weeks back.
Right. Nate's my brother. He's probably a 6'6" black man and probably one of the most humble people and kindest people I've ever met in my
Agreed.
Entire life.
Yep.
And what I got to say to Richard, if I'm racist, then I'm in good company, because Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. You don't know me, Richard. You don't know my heart.
What's the problem,
isn't
it?
I am not a racist person.
He's believing what he's being told, not what he sees and hears.
Right.
This is where the Lowcountry starts the day informed. Traffic and weather on the fives. News you can trust and an informed perspective you can't get anywhere else. This is the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
Kane, before we talk to the head of the Republican Party here in Charleston County, what say you?
I'll respond to the Republican chair calling, talking. We put these people in power, but then they have a problem exercising their power. So what's the point of putting them in power? They don't do anything for us. They don't represent us. If they did, they would do what we ask. They don't. Nancy Mace says clearly she's not even there yet, already turning her back on us. Lindsey Graham has done it so many times to the people. Says one thing, does another. What's the point of voting for the Republican Party time after time if they consistently, A, don't do anything for us, and B, do the opposite that they say they're going to do? Start a new party. I'm done with the Republicans.
So I go to you, head of the Republican Party in Charleston County, Maurice Washington. What do you think about what Kane and JD and so many others are feeling this morning? They feel abandoned by the Republican Party.
Well... good morning, Nancy.
Morning.
And Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I certainly feel the frustration of my fellow Republicans, for sure. And I think the frustration are very valid in many respects. But I still firmly believe that we cannot surrender to this deliberate attempt to by a biased media and far liberal, far left thinking people to re-engineer how we what we see, how we think, and how we should perceive the actions of the Republican versus Democrats. We are living in a time of blatant double standards where Democrats and complicit media hold Republicans to a different code of conduct than themselves. Our country watched helplessly as neighborhoods, communities, and cities were unlawfully attacked, looted, vandalized, and burned. Over 20 individuals were killed in the riots that took place over the summer. Our very own city, as you reported on, consistently saw an attack on our downtown region, leaving honest, hardworking business owners and their patrons at the mercy of the violence. Democrats, what did we hear from them? Crickets. They were busy raising money to bail out the rioters, the perpetrators, the media, peaceful protesters, participating in their constitutional right for peaceful protest, peaceful protest. So we look even at election integrity. Democrats get a free pass to express distrust in our elections to serve their political ambitions, no matter how divisive and destabilizing to our country. If you recall, over the past 4 years, Hillary Clinton claimed the election was stolen from her, while fellow Democrats refused to accept the results of the 2016 election. So they dismissed President Trump as a legitimate president and dogged him with the help of the biased media his entire presidency. So you have 74 million Republicans. And I might add, not all are Republicans.
No, many conservative, independent,
who
love, right.
Who love America, who believe in democracy, who believe in the value of our Constitution, who have not bought into this systemic racism, which has been weaponized to divide our country. So I do understand the frustration, but I hope that we don't throw in the towel, that we don't give up on one another, but that we fight back at a higher level. And I know it's a Hercules effort, given all of these resources aimed at undermining and destroying conservatives.
Mm.
I still think there's light at the end of the tunnel. We made tremendous gains in South Carolina, in the State House, the State Senate, in Charleston County. We protected and preserved the legislative delegation majority across America. We gained seat in the House. We gained seat in the Senate and state legislature all across America. So I think it's working. It's going to be okay. I think 2022 is going to usher in further proof of this.
So Maurice, let me just say this.
Impact works.
Well, I hear you saying this is what Democrats want. They want to fracture us. They want to even blow up our party. And don't take the bait. Don't take the bait. But if our vote doesn't matter, Maurice, then what's the point of any of this? You know, if our representatives, yeah. Nancy Mace, looking in your direction, doesn't even have the spine to stand up for our Constitution and our voice at the ballot box, then what on earth is the point?
Well, again, it's a valid concern. When elected officials fail to represent the desire of his or her constituency, then there are alternative measures there.
Well, Lindsey Graham's just been reelected to office for how many years? I mean, you know, people are already talking about wanting to recall all three of them, and that includes Tim Scott. I mean, talk about throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I'm telling you, people are this upset. But Maurice, I got to put you on hold for a second. Hopefully, I have a few more minutes with you, because Richard before the break said that you know, MAGA are bigots and racist and lazy, and I just can't believe talking to, you know, the head of the Republican Party in Charleston County, who also happens to be a black man, might have a little something to say about MAGA being a racist movement.
knowledge is contagious. No protective equipment required. Back to the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
Maurice Washington, here you are, head of the GOP in Charleston County, head of the Republican Party in Charleston County, and you're a black man. And Richard said, oh, well, MAGA, you know, it's racist, it's lazy, bunch of bigots. And he couldn't be more wrong. I mean, you're going to defend the Democrat Party, who is the party of Jim Crow laws and the KKK. It's ridiculous. It's like no one knows their history.
Well, MAGA is certainly not a racist movement. Trump has been the type of president that has been inclusive. His record is proof positive of that.
Including the latest voting record, yes.
Opportunity zones, lowest unemployment, funding to HBCU at historic numbers. Racism has been weaponized in America, and to the advantage of the Democratic Party, that's their strength. Just keep people divided. Keep people thinking that racism is permeating well and alive in our society. But that's from their playbook. I refuse to buy into it. And I know of many, many other African-Americans who don't buy that narrative at all.
Right. And especially with Latinos and the exit of Latinos from the left, the Blexit, the Jexit, the Jewish. I mean, plenty of people who voted for this president.
Well, let me quickly say, when you look at the president's performance in 2016 versus 2020, among black men, he had a +6 net gain. 19% voted for President Trump. Black women, he had a -4. I don't know how you get a -4 but in 2016, but in 2020, a +5%. 5% black women voted for President Trump. Hispanic men, 36%. That was a +4 gain. Hispanic women, 30%, a +5, and Asians, 38%. That's a +7. So this guy who had been dogged for 4 years as being a racist still managed to move the needle. That tells me that there's still hope and that not all of us are buying into the systemic racism narrative that the Democratic Party and the complicit media continues to push.
Yeah. Just got a message from Chris on Twitter. He said, you know, listening to Drew and your conversations here this morning from the last hours, he says, you know, there is all new voters here in the Republican Party, like you're mentioning, Maurice Washington, head of the Republican Party here in Charleston County. Chris says Trump got 10 million more votes, plus or minus. Those are mostly new GOP voters. That's what Drew was trying to say. And what you're trying to say is you should build from the momentum, not jump from that momentum. Don't take the bait that the Democrats are trying to fracture this party.
Absolutely. Average American not buying into the narrative, the false narrative that the complicit media is trying to push. We just need to stay the course, rise above the fray, and continue to love America, continue to believe in each other as Americans, and just work hard to doing what's best and what's right for America and Americans.
Well, I appreciate the conversation. I know we'll have many more of these as we walk forward to the 20th of January and this inauguration, whatever this looks like. Do you have any comments, Maurice, before we hit traffic and weather about this attempted impeachment push or the notion of the 25th Amendment being invoked?
Yeah, so much for bringing Americans together. That was the narrative that the Democrats and Joe Biden ran on.
Yeah.
The minute power was turned over to them, look at what they're doing, further dividing the country. That is so childish, and it's stupid, and it can't not be taken seriously.
Yeah. Amen to that. All right, Maurice, I appreciate you.
Yes. Thank you, Kelly.
That was the Kelly Golden Show podcast. Catch her show live weekday morning 6 to 9 on 94.3 WSC.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.